On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Good day, and welcome to Tall Can Sports on the Tall Can Audio Network. I'm Rob, joined by Matt. We're here to do a little news breaking, news retaking, news mulling over.
We're going sportsing.
Going over all the things that have been thunderfucked here on a 2 days out of 2 days. Days after the draft. Free agency just on the horizon, which may now actually have lost a lot of its luster.
Honestly.
Which, and you know what? It's one of those things where you look at trade deadline day and you have both networks, you know, doing 40 hours of coverage. Nothing happens. All the hype about draft and how there's going to be people moving.
Yannick Perreault has been traded to the Leafs for the fifth time for a third round pick.
Yeah, awesome.
That's about the extent of the deadline at this point. The cap has killed everything.
Marty Lapointe. Somebody's picked up Marty Lapointe.
Mike Sillinger's on the move.
Yeah, all those guys. So, yeah, you know what? Big news. Big news. Bunch of big names on the go, moving to different places, people getting fleeced. Some people having the points taken off the Rusty Sheriff star badge, if you know what I'm saying.
Looking at you, Edmonton.
Yeah, I'm looking right at you, Edmonton.
We got three huge pieces of news within like 15 minutes of each other. And basically the time that it took you to get from work to the studio, all hell broke loose. And free agency day and was kind of ruined in the process. We got Steven Stamkos deciding he's going to stay put in Tampa. We got the Habs trading PK Subban to Nashville for Shea Weber, which is interesting. And then we have the Oilers dealing Taylor Hall to New Jersey for Adam Larson. Any of those stand out where you want to begin?
Well, all three of them are huge talking points, right?
Sure, like, yeah.
In terms of let's sort of work our way up in terms of names and personalities, right? And we'll start with the Devils Oilers trade,
right?
I think. Excuse me. Yeah, you know what? Everybody knows the Oilers are looking for D. They're looking for support on the back end. This is not it.
No.
And now you know what? Adam Larson. You know, I think he's gonna bring depth to that D.
Oh sure, I got room for him on my team. I'm not Sakara, giving you my Clef top Baum, forward for
and, yeah, and so what they've done is, and it's funny because maybe two weeks ago, I was listening to somebody else talk about Adam Larson and saying, at this point, And it looks like if you follow his sort of trajectory, he's not a top pairing D man.
You think that's what they're saying in Edmonton right now?
Yeah, and that's you know, they're selling this as he's a fourth overall pick. He's all these things. He fought Daniel Corso in the Swedish Elite League. I'm sure that's coming down the pipe in terms of
that's the crack research you only get here.
Sturdiness that you're gonna come across,
right?
But yeah, you know, he's played one full season in the NHL, right? He's split time of all of his other seasons up and down. He hasn't been that stud D in New Jersey. Now, granted, right, defensemen take a lot longer to develop, and I think he's probably going to be a good one, right? But I think if you're going to trade away your top line left winger, you need to get something better than Adam Larsson.
We're not quite ready yet to compare Larsson to Rindblad, are we? Too premature on that? Or?
Yeah.
I don't even know if he's still in the league.
I don't know.
He went to Chicago for their last cup, but he couldn't stay in the lineup.
Right.
He was being taken in and out for a half-dead Kimmo Timonen and Trevor Van Riemsdyk.
Well, they had Timonen and him where that was that 5-6.
Right.
And then they couldn't put him on the ice because they thought, Christ, every time they're out there. Yeah, now they're very different, right? Rundblad came over and he was supposed to be more like Carlson.
Right? How's that going? I think we could all stand to have a defenseman that's a little more like Carlson now and then, but that wasn't him.
Apparently not Montreal. But so you have...
Or voters for the Norris.
Right. And so you and I have sort of kicked it around and we looked at some of the stats. And as I said to you, you don't just trade away a 35-goal man. Now, we looked at the stats and... Hall's never had 35 goals. He's never had 30 goals.
Give him a full season beside McDavid instead of Nugent Hopkins.
Yeah. And so, well, and now he'll be beside Steven Gionta or whoever they're going to roll out there in New Jersey. I got no idea. Or they bring him Eliash back.
I think Brian's still there, too.
I have no idea. No, Brian Gionta.
I was in Buffalo, actually.
And sorry, that was Gomez I was here. One of those other generic Gionta, Devils. Gomez.
Sakura.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sergei Breland.
Yeah, Bobby Holik. Right. All those guys, right? Yeah, now Taylor Hall. I hadn't even looked at it from that side of things, right? In terms of what's going to happen there.
I love this deal for New Jersey.
Of course you do. they're getting a stud.
He'll play with Henrique, I assume, right? Not a bad, you know,
right
guy. So, but it just wasn't. I think for a lot of people, myself included, everyone thought it was a reasonable plan of action and even possibility that they may trade that fourth-round pick for a defenseman. They'd have to give up more with it, probably. But when that didn't happen and they took Puljujärvi, that's a whole other conversation. Well, fucking Columbus.
Well, exactly. And you know what? And the fact that Puljujärvi was still on the board.
Right.
But you look at Vancouver right behind them, and we'll get into that later, but they took Ulevi right there.
Yeah. And so it makes me, it made me think that once that had happened, we had a little technical difficulty there in the studio for a second. But once they drafted him, they were now going to trade one of their other guys for a defenseman. And that was, I assumed it would probably be Eberle and something. And maybe Eberle in next year's first round pick, which most of us can be reasonably certain will be a lottery pick again. But to think that you turned around and traded Hall, which I would have been open to doing, Weber.
You've long said that Hall's the guy that's going to get them most in return.
Yes.
You're not trading McDavid.
That's right.
Right? So Hall
But he's also, for the same reason, the one you'd want most to keep. I might give you Eberle for Larsson. Hall for Larsson's terrible.
See, so why don't you you package, because you're not going to get Hall for Weber straight up.
No.
I'm not trading that if I'm Nashville.
Okay.
Are you?
It depends what I'm trying to do. Nashville just churns out good defenseman after good defenseman after good defenseman.
Right, but you're swapping.
I think
Weber's
a little
overrated.
Seth
Jones and you're swapping out Weber, right?
Yeah, it is a lot within a calendar year.
Right, and so you've now taken at least two of your top three.
You got Roman Josi and Ryan Ellis probably as your top pair now. It's not as deep as it was.
That's exactly right. And so, but yeah, so they're having to package Hall and a something like a pick. Now, I'm not sure if they're willing to part with their fourth and Hall.
But then
for
what
whoever.
Was the point? They're just. Yeah, well, how many second pair defensemen do you want to trot out there? Like you said, it'll improve their depth, but
yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I think they needed a top pairing guy, and I think right now I'm not seeing that with Adam Larson.
No, that's right.
And so, to me, Hall is what, 24?
Well, he was drafted in 2009, so he'd be 25 or so. Yeah.
Okay, 25.
Yeah.
Right? I think he's coming into his prime years.
Hey, can I just ask a question sort of in relates to this deal? Has there ever been a general manager who's been able to trade the number one and number two picks from the same draft? And then on top of that, just get so little for them. Dealt Sagan to Dallas for nothing. And now got Hall and dealt him away for... Has that ever happened before? Can you think of another GM who's had the chance to destroy two organizations like that?
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, when you look at that and you go, yeah, the track record is sort of damning, right? When you and now, again, we'll wait and we'll see. But
sure.
To me, Larson is, he's a three.
That was larceny by New Jersey.
Looking,
crickets,
searching.
Crickets.
Where
crickets.
Is it? Yeah, I don't know. To me, he's not an offensive catalyst. There's nothing about him. Now, they don't need that, I think. They need something to stabilize the back end,
That'd
right?
That'd be good, yeah.
But, yeah, you'd like something. Not a sub-20-point guy.
But Klefbom, Sakara,
yep.
Larson is your top three. I don't know, man. Darnell Nurse is coming.
Yeah, well,
but I don't think anyone expects.
I think they're probably putting him in the top four.
Yeah. Okay. So that's your top four for this season.
And they're loving
who's
him.
The other kid they brought out of the Islanders there?
Don't know.
Okay.
It's escaping me right at the moment.
Yeah, but I think he had a Griffin Reinhart. I think it was.
Yeah.
I believe they picked him up a while ago. So I mean, they're getting younger. And I guess it's better than what they had.
Well,
our
Western source is quite excited about the possibilities of the Battle of Alberta being renewed. And
someone should call him, though. Make sure he's okay after this move. I'm not sure he's going
to
be.
Well,
like
I said, I was speaking to him, and he was floating some ideas saying trade Hall, but he was also shooting them down. He was saying, nah, you don't do that. You gotta do something else, right, in terms of.
And I'm okay with trading Hall. I just needed more in return. So
right. So to me, you've now sent Hall into the wasteland that is New Jersey, and you've sent Larson out there. To me, this is honestly New Jersey's better off, but they're still nobody cares about them. They're still under the radar.
Yeah,
they're
still bad. Yeah.
And now Larson will go out there and sort of.
The blue line is better. I'm not sure the team is.
Good. There you go.
Yeah.
That's a great summary of this whole thing, right? They will be, he will bring some stability.
Yeah.
But he will not be able to make up for what you're minusing up front.
Right.
And you better hope Puljujarvi comes right in. Right? And gives you 20 goals next season.
Right.
You better hope that happens. And then at that point, who knows, right? Then you are.
Well, you're counting on a healthy full season of McDavid, right? And he and Eberle and Yakupov, I believe, was the line last year that showed a little bit of chemistry.
And Yakupov, they're loving his early returns while McDavid was in the lineup.
Right. And that might be the only thing left to save him. So it's an interesting move. Let's move on to...
The old-fashioned hockey trade. Two guys straight
one
up.
One for one. Superstar. You don't see that every day. This comes just 2 days before the no-move clause kicks in for Subban, where he would have been able to. And that's why there's been so much talk about it. I don't think they suddenly decided, this guy stinks, although there is evidence to suggest that Bergevin, speaking of people not good at their jobs, stinks at his and wasn't sold on him.
White belts and white sunglasses.
Awesome.
What are you doing, man?
Awesome.
You're like so many other Quebecers down in Florida on vacation. Put a little zinc on your nose there, buddy. You're good to go.
First impressions on Weber for Subban.
Nashville's going to... Yeah, you know what? There's only 4 years between the two, right? I think Weber's only 29.
Yep.
Subban's just 25, I believe. Right?
Sounds about right. He was at the 09 World Junior.
Yeah, and so... Man, I just... Very different players, right? In terms of what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Weber's taken a lot of heat, right? And I know I'm not answering your question, right? But I'm working my way around to it in my own head here, right?
And now saying that, just because I brought up the World Junior, Taylor Hall was not an 09 draft because he was at the 2010 World Juniors.
So. Right, he's a 10.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know what? It's Weber's taking heat. People in the playoffs saying, oh, he's looking slow-footed and he's what? Okay, yeah. Male athletic prime. 28 to 32 is top end.
Right.
He's right in the middle of it. So he's not anything he wasn't before, right? Hasn't had a pile of injuries, right? He's played over 760 games in the NHL.
But it seems to be the fancy stat people that don't like Shea Weber, right? He doesn't suppress shot attempts. His Corsi isn't great. But he shoots the puck at 300 mile an hour.
Yeah, he puts the puck through the mesh.
Right. And he smashes people into the boards.
Right. To me, he is your stud defenseman. Very different than Subban, right? Doesn't take as many penalties as Subban, right? But those are different. Subban takes bullshit bitch penalties, like Kadri penalties. That's the kind of stuff that he does, right?
I hope you're not drawing some sort of correlation.
I'm gonna pinch you. That kind of penalty. That's the kind of shit that you have. Right?
But I think you...
If you have a guy under 5'10" in your lineup, I'm going to fight him. That's the kind of shit that goes on with that.
That's brilliant, man.
Yeah,
that's... You want a reputation as a tough guy? You better win those, but you can lead the league in fighting majors.
Yeah.
Beating up midgets.
Going around. You're previously mentioned Steven Gionta and Adam Henrique right there. Right. Can we play New Jersey all the time? Because I'm kicking ass on those guys.
Where's
maybe
Tyler Johnson at? I got something of bone to pick with that guy.
Maybe I am. I'm not entirely sure.
Right. But I think you would grant that PK Subban is also certainly a stud defenseman, just in a different way.
For sure. Right. And I like PK.
Sure.
To me, I don't think...
We had some interesting conversations about him when it came to the World Cup, right? And why he wasn't there, but what he does bring. And
right. Well, he's on any other country in the world. He's on their
sure.
team, right?
As their top pair, most likely.
Right. Well, Sweden may have something to say about that. But
okay.
But I don't think he's not making it, right? And
right.
so, man, he's exciting, right? He does a lot of things well. He rushes the puck, and he likes to hit. He can shoot it a ton as well.
Do you think there's something about his... We won't know for sure. Do you think he's unpopular? In
the change room?
Right.
Yeah.
You talk about a guy as popular as he is with the fans, who plays the game as well as he does, who... donated however the hell much money he donated
almost
to the
Montreal
Hospital.
Almost $1 million
hospital.
A year, I think, over the life of the contract.
Right.
I'll be interested. Man, he's going to still have fees.
I bet he still does.
I bet he still does,
tough
too.
Tough press
but,
to
man, that's...
pull that. But, like, when it came down time for his teammates to vote for a captain,
yeah,
Max Pacioretty.
Yeah, it's terrible. They'll never win with Max Pacioretty. But, as your captain...
Do you have a first... blush at who you think won this thing?
Montreal.
See, and I think Nashville. So that's interesting.
And you know what? And I'm not married to it, right? And as I sort of waffle on it, but yeah, you know what? I really like what Weber brings.
So do I.
But
a ton. Yeah.
But you know what? There's only, I don't know, who do you put in that Subban sort of category like him? You got Carlson?
Might be just Carlson. I mean, I really like Doughty. I really like Keith. But are they that pure offensive
Keith is closer to Weber, right? In terms
sure.
of in terms of what he brings.
Right.
Right.
And saying, but I thought that's the question you were asking was right, this no, get well, up and go offensive.
The guy who, when they grab the puck behind the net and they wheel it out and you go,
here we go.
Look at it go, right? And so I think
it might just be him and Carlson.
Right, in terms of who bring that exact thing, right? And so, man, there's going to be warts. There's warts on both of them.
Yep.
Right? There's no doubt about it, right? I see Carlson on a nightly basis, and there's warts on that. Defensive side of the puck is sometimes atrocious.
It's not great when there's something that you see every night that has warts on it, man.
That's not attached to your own body.
Okay, well, that's different.
Yeah. You'd figure that would have enough friction that it would wear that bad boy right off. Or bad boys. I'm not really entirely sure what your bend is.
Slightly to the left.
Yeah. So my tailor says. Yeah. To me, 4 years difference, maybe five.
Weber's just starting, not just starting, he's a little bit into a huge contract. Remember, Philly offer-sheeted him.
Yeah.
And they're obviously, this must be going into year one of Subban's deal, unless he didn't have a no move for the first
year, which seems odd, right?
Right. We'll give you a year to change your mind. And they did.
And I think he's either 1 year into it, or this is the first year.
I think this might be the first.
Remember, he sat out, he signed a 1 year.
Yep.
They qualified him.
Yep.
And they came back and he said, I'll take the 1 year. So this must be the beginning. But yeah, the no movement clause obviously was huge in this.
Because starting Friday, if you wanted to move him, he had to agree to it. And it didn't seem like that was going to be real likely. He seemed to really like it there.
Well, for sure. And yeah. Obviously then it lends itself to that, yeah, his teammates just didn't like him.
Or management, or both.
Yeah. Wow. To me, I think you're swapping two great D.
Yep. Different
two,
types of
two
D.
Two totally different types of D. Yeah. But, man.
Big time.
I think probably for what Nashville needs.
Yeah.
Right? He is totally different in terms of the offensive upside to.
Well,
to
what, like, isn't that somewhat similar to what Roman Josi? I wonder if they're going to have too much of the same and miss what Weber had. Like, Yossi's a pretty offensive guy, too.
Oh, and there's no doubt.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Ryan Ellis, more offense.
And Montreal is also going to miss what PK has,
yeah.
Right?
And they don't have much more of that.
No, they don't. And Markov, if he plays 45 games this season, right, in what has to be near the end of his career.
But interesting when you put it in context, and we're going to get into what happened at the draft on a different show, but they also picked up Shaw. And it looks like they're trying to get a little grittier, right?
Yeah.
Now they're swapping out some skill to do it.
Right.
But
Eller out.
But they're bringing in a little more character, a little more of that grit. So clearly this is a movement they're trying to.
Right. You know. And I think you're taking a step back in points when you move from Eller to Shaw.
Yep.
Right? You're likely doing the same from Subban to.
Sure, yeah.
Right, so
still a good power play guy, but doesn't have that same.
As we said, he's not going to move the puck the same.
Right, someone else is going to have to bring that up to him and then let him hammer away at people.
Well, and that's the thing, right? So that is more of a, you know, guys like Subban, they get the puck out of their zone like that.
Yep.
Right. They when they have the puck on their stick, it spends much less time in your zone. So, yeah, Montreal's going to have to work harder at that. Now, when you have a healthy, you know, top three goalie in the world.
Sure.
You know, these things. So, yeah, I think Montreal will be, that's the right direction for them. They could still use some more size. And Weber will help them a bit in the back end, but.
Equipment managers for the Leafs and Sens, spending some time looking for better shin pads going into next year for the PK guys.
Yeah, get the hell out of the way.
Fuck, man.
Get the hell out of the way. Or get super high.
Right.
Right,
like right on top.
Right
of them.
On top of them, or get out of the way. Don't be out in that.
Let
sort
that
of,
guy in the couch cushions deal with it.
Yeah, well, and then let the goalie or the Montreal forward, who's on the edge of the blue, let him worry about it. But everybody else,
patch ready.
Yeah,
well, crumple him.
Plekanec with his turtleneck. His turtleneck will save him. Get in there, turtleneck. Things that have
who hasn't thought that before?
Yes.
Let's move on to Stamkos because, like I said, there's three big pieces. For all we know, there's been two, three more huge deals since we turned the mics on.
And you know what? And so they're saying 8 years, it's 66. Is that what I said?
I think so.
Eight
68.
Years, 8 years at 68, 66, whatever it is. It turns out to be around 8.25 to 8.5. I can get the exact numbers if you.
Yeah. But takes the hometown discount that keeps him out of his hometown kind of thing. Really interesting to see that this has played out for a year when he didn't re-sign last summer. And you get this close to free agency and don't take it or don't get a look. Now, we are into the conversation window, whatever they call it, where you're not technically supposed to negotiate, but you do get out there, you get to speak to other teams, see what might be out there for you.
8 years, 68.
And you're not supposed to talk terms, but you can, you know, say shit like, well, if there was a center slash right winger playing in Florida who was thinking of moving to Toronto.
Yeah.
And so it all just, it's bullshit. They talk term and whatever. And so one of two things has happened. He didn't like what he saw or was being offered, or he wasn't quite sure. And one of the interesting things that I just learned this week, obviously Tampa's the only team that can give him 8 years. Everyone else can only give him 7. But if he goes past July 1st, even Tampa can't give him 8.
Right, only 7.
It goes back to 7 if he hasn't re-signed.
And that's what there was a talk was, if they thought that he was going to go to Toronto, you'd still have 2 days left that you could flip him to Toronto
yes.
for a fourth round, which would then enable Toronto to give him that 8. Right.
Well, they would give him the 8, right? Negotiate right. it. Tampa would sign it and trade him. The NBA does it a lot, right? The sign and trade. And so technically Tampa does it, so he gets 8 years, and then he gets flipped to...
And see, to me, and you've touched on it already, is I don't know why you would wait the full year
yeah.
to do this, right? In terms of, to me, it's... And again, yeah, you're right. Maybe he did look around. Maybe he went to Detroit, went to Toronto, a little bit of shopping, Buffalo, just to see what's out there.
Right.
Right? And then you go, and you know what? The money, we can't get past the tax-free state bit, right? No state tax in Florida. You're 8.25. 8.5 goes way further than a 10, 11. You'd have to be...
Well, that's what they were saying was the number that was being kicked around when I saw them comparing taxes and things like that was 7 years at $10 million. So that
would pan out to be in $30 million in his pocket
in Toronto.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't make up for it, but he's also now spending American dollars in Canada.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's lots to consider, but at the end of the day, for whatever reason, he's clearly decided I don't know when I'm going to win with any of those other options.
Right. And you know what? Detroit's not close.
No.
Goaltending, D, they have a lot of nice sort of complementary pieces, I think, unless you're counting on Dylan Larkin to...
Yeah, I think they're 2 or 3 years away from realizing they need to rebuild.
Right. Right. They're now in that spot where to go...
Datsyuk's gone. Zetterberg will be gone.
Yeah.
You're almost Vancouver, right? Waiting out the Sedins and then what?
Yeah, suck at Vancouver. And so, yeah, their generation of players, their Yzerman, Fedorov, Lidstrom, as you work your way through that, into Datsyuk and Zetterberg, right? They don't have anybody like that. They may have some pieces they like, but you know what? Justin Applicator, you're not it. Right? And so...
Hello, Gustav Nyquist.
Yeah. Right, and so...
Tatar.
Yeah. But to me, those guys are nice pieces.
Sure.
But they're not, yeah, frontline cup-winning pieces. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think they're in a place where at least they'll need to do a massive overhaul.
Yeah.
And Toronto, I think, to me, if I'm a GTA guy like he is, I'd love to be the guy who goes back in my prime.
Right.
And starts to, like Toronto is, they're doing it sort of right. We can get into that later, but
sure.
But they're going to get better. They're going to get better, and adding a big piece like that. Now, I don't think Stamkos is ever going to get 60 again.
Probably not. But right. The thing is, if Stamkos was a free agent next year or 2 years, where you've let Toronto finish, when you add him and Austin Matthews, who won't be what a... But you start to now Toronto next year, when you add those two guys and Frederick Anderson, is going to finish 9th or 10th in the conference. So you aren't a playoff team, and you forego another low draft pick. And so what are we really looking at here? Whereas if he was a free agent in a year or two, maybe you finished bottoming out, added another piece or two, and now you're looking to add that horse, right?
Right. And you look now on the flip side of that too, what that does for Tampa now. There's $8.5 million, right? They have on the books for the next 8 years. You have Kucherov, Hedman, Johnson,
man,
Bishop.
Hedman's going to cost you.
Yeah, you have all these guys
coming
up.
I think Bishop's going to walk.
Oh!
I think Vasilevskiy's going to be the guy.
Okay, so he'll still be looking for a contract.
Yep.
And if he's going to be tapped as the number one guy.
But it'll be coming up a little lower and a little further behind than Bishop, so you buy yourself some time. Because next year, I think,
But not a pile of time.
No, but I think next year is the Hedman deal, and I think it's probably a year after that where they'll have to deal with Vasilevskiy.
Yeah, right? But I think the other guys, Kucherov needs a deal next year.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, they're going to come down to a spot where, yeah, they're going to be in a bit of a crunch.
But
right?
As you just said, 8.5, a lot of people were talking 9, 10, 11 for Stamkos.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a high number, but it's not as high as probably the market would.
Well, and you and I talked about that here on a previous show where you said, yeah, I'm not doing it for 10.
No, probably not, yeah.
Right, and I think I said I would.
Right.
Right. Now, Ottawa,
would
have had to have overpaid, right? And that's how that goes. But, yeah, for me, if that's the case, I would pay him. But, yeah, you're paying him for 40 to 45 goals.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very interesting, and I can only assume that he didn't like what was out there.
Must be.
So, yeah,
take
interesting.
That, Toronto.
Yeah, oh, man. And again, you have to wait for John Tavares. When's his deal?
I think he's only a year away, man. Okay. I think next year we'll
there
get
you
him.
Go. Here, everyone turn their sights
towards the island,
let's do him.
It's next year or the year after. So that's what I'm talking about, right? Bottom out another year. And
there's another center for you, honestly.
If Austin Matthews is... Well, we'll talk about the draft, I think, on the next show. But if he turns out to be... I think you predicted he's going to be Kyle Turris. Is that not...
Yeah.
So I can handle Tavares at 1 and Turris at 2.
Yeah. No. That's what we need.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So there'll be another bidding war. Buffalo will be lined up. Detroit will be lined up looking for Tavares.
And I think, I think... We've seen enough of Matthews that he's not going to be a bust.
Right.
Right. Certainly not. He's got skills.
Sure.
Skills. Will he be a Tavares or a Taves or a, fill in the blank?
Kopitar.
Yeah. So, Crosby,
yeah, I don't think anybody's got him lined up as McDavid or.
Yeah, careful now.
Okay. I hope people don't have him lined up as McDavid or Crosby. I will be absolutely stoked if he turns into Kopitar, right? Like, you can win a cup with that guy.
Of course
right?
you can. Yeah, so. No, it's exactly right.
So.
Right? And so, yeah, I think, no, honestly, if he turns into Beturis, you're probably going to be okay.
Yep.
In terms of a draft pick. If you got somebody like that out of the draft, you're happy.
Sure, because Turris was a high pick.
A number 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And so, and to me, Turris is probably... they're looking for big things here, but he's a 60, 70 point with good players around him, right? So, anyways,
we'll cover some of the draft stuff down the road, but it is interesting to see, Detroit still got a ton of cap space.
Yeah, thanks
Buffalo.
To Arizona again.
Yeah,
honestly, with their all-star team that they're building with Pronger and Datsyuk.
Yeah,
honestly. Guys who would never play there, but yet. Their contracts are there.
2004 Western Conference All-Star team being constructed in Arizona.
Excellent.
That's Tall Can Sports.
See you later.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.